Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles. For this presentation, the National Guard, our great citizen army, brings you William Bendix in a story titled, I Met an Angel. And now, Act One, curtain. Mike Derry was a gentleman of rather dubious talents. He would have fitted nicely into one of those movies where everyone walks around flipping half dollars and talking in monotones. Mike might have continued to tread the shady path of the lawless had he not contacted to pull a job for one Mr. Toledo Powell. This job entailed stealing a painting from the Modern Art Museum. Assisting Mike in the adventure was one Mr. Skeeter Williams.
So far, so good, Skeeter. Keep your eye open for the guard while I case these paintings.
Okay.
Let's see now. Powell said section... Yeah, here it is, the half angel.
Sure don't look like much. Imagine anyone springing $100,000 for a thing like that.
Yeah, the dame hasn't even got any wings. Point your flash over here. There's something written on his card.
The legend of the half angel. This work depicts the angel Druxilla, who once attempted to escape from heaven and return to earth.
She was apprehended and shorn of her wings, henceforth to be known as the half angel. Ah, nuts. Hand me your shift, Skeeter. I'll cut it out of the frame.
Oh!
Shut up, Skeeter.
I didn't say nothing.
You didn't?
No.
Well, I thought I heard... Come on, let's get out of here. This joint must be getting on my nerves.
Okay.
Watch that wire, Skeeter.
Now, don't worry about me, Mike.
Oh, you knucklehead. Come on, we'll have to run for it.
Yeah.
That's locked. I don't think anyone saw us. Hand me that phone. Powell? Mike? Yeah. Yeah, we got it. No, no soap. We set off an alarm. Every bull in New York must be on the streets by now. You better wait till morning. You can come over here and pick it up. Yeah. Oh, Toledo. Don't forget to bring our cut. So long. We'll be here in the morning. Let's get some shut-eye. I'll take the couch tonight. You can have the bed.
Okay.
And stop saying okay.
Okay. I mean...
Drop dead. Let's have another look at you, my little half-angel. Let's see now. We'll pin you right up here on the wall. Yeah. You're not bad-looking. You know, baby, you're going to put Skeeter and me on Easy Street.
That's what you think, Mr. Michael Derry.
Huh?
You heard me. If you think I'll be a party to this chicanery of yours, you have another thing coming.
Drop the net. I must have slipped my trolley.
I beg your pardon?
You're real. You just said something.
And that isn't the half of what I'm going to say. Cutting my gown. Just look at it. You are an evil man, Mr. Derry. An exceptionally evil man. Fortunately, however, I am in a position to offer you salvation.
Now, don't tell me you're with one of those tambourine outfits.
I am a heavenly messenger who once committed the cardinal sin. I endeavored to escape from heaven. You also are a sinner. Therefore, it becomes my duty to lead you on the path of righteousness.
Sure, sure, sure. Now, look, Gremlin, you just hop right back in that painting and quit this clowning around. You're up for sale tomorrow, baby.
But I refuse to be sold, Mr. Derry. On the contrary, I shall remain at your side, help you to discern good from evil. In that way, and in that way only, will I lose the stigma of being a half-angel.
Forget it, honey. I don't play stooge for anybody. Now, run along. I want to get undressed now.
Oh, my. Yes. Well, I'll be going. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye for good. Oh, brother, I wonder where that Charlie put in my drink tonight.
Who's there?
It's Powell.
Oh, well, just a minute. Hello, Powell. Come in.
Thank you. Good morning, Skeeter. How do you feel?
Okay.
Well, where's the...
That roll of canvas on the table. Where's our cut?
Patience, Michael, patience. You know, I always like to look at the merchandise I buy.
Well, okay, look at it. Let's get this over with.
Here you are, Toledo.
Thank you. This ought to be mighty pretty, considering what it's worth. You must have had... What are you trying to pull?
What's the matter?
This picture, where's the girl?
Huh?
I said, where's the girl? There isn't anything here but her outline.
H. Sebastian, she wasn't kidding. That dizzy skirt flew the
All right, funny man. This gun's got real bullets in it. Start talking and talk fast. Or there might be an accident. A bad accident.
The thing was in that painting last night and we put the snatch on it. Honest to Lee.
Shut up. All right, Mike, I don't know what you're figuring on, but I hired you to get that painting for me, not to keep it yourself.
Toledo, look, I'm not trying to pull across. Honest. Maybe if I had a little time...
I shouldn't fool with you at all, but I want that picture. All right, I'll give you an hour. I'll be back then.
Mike. Mike, don't play with that Toledo. Give him the picture, huh?
Skeeter, do you believe in angels?
Give him the picture, please, Mike. I could never learn how to play one of them harps.
The curtain falls on Act One of I Met an Angel, starring William Bendix. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from our announcer.
With pride in its glorious past, the new National Guard is working for an even greater future. Older than the nation itself, modern as its jet-propelled airplanes, the National Guard of the United States is dedicated to protect the peace and foster the security of America. A reserve force of volunteer citizen soldiers and airmen, the National Guard is a trained, equipped fighting unit capable of helping to defend America against enemy aggression. This is your new National Guard. Now back to our show.
The curtain rises on Act Two of I Met an Angel, starring William Bendix. It has been said that we are living in an age of miracles. Well, Mike Derry hadn't given the matter too much thought until a young lady named Drusilla stepped out of a painting and into his life. Mike has been given 1 hour to produce the painting with subject intact. This deadline has prompted him to take drastic steps.
Take our suitcases down the back way. I'll meet you in the alley. Come on, let's blow this joint.
Okay.
Now, you go down the stairs, I'll take the elevator.
Okay.
And stop saying...
Okay.
Oh.
Going someplace, Mr. Derry?
Oh, Gremlin, am I glad to see you.
My name is Drusilla.
Yeah, well, look, sweetheart, I got troubles, big troubles, up to my cowlick. You got to climb back in that paint and see. If you don't, they're liable to be using Skeeter and me for gum wrappers.
You know, if you continue to live the way you have been, Mr. Derry, you'll always be running away. Now, have you ever thought of taking an honest job? Have you ever made any effort to rise above your environment?
Well, sure, Drusilla, of course I have. Why, I was once head fence for one of the biggest jewel thieves in Europe.
That's what I mean. Mr. Derry, I have a job for you.
Baby, I don't need any jobs. I just need you back in that picture. Be reasonable, Drusilla.
Oh, I shall be quite reasonable. You see, the solution of your problem can only be achieved through honest effort. Do as I bid, and I can assure you that your troubles will evaporate.
Okay, it's a deal. Just so long as you don't evaporate. What's the pitch?
Well, this position that I have reference to, it will necessitate your taking a journey.
To where?
Let's see. Oh, I have it written down here somewhere. Oh, yes. Boise, Idaho.
Boise who?
Idaho. You'll have less difficulty with the union there.
What am I supposed to do?
You're going into a pure and clean business, Mr. Derry. You're going to drive a milk wagon.
Mother, pin a rose on me.
Shall we go?
Whoa, Gwendolyn. Come on, meathead, whoa, or I'll kick every tooth in your head out.
That's no way to talk to a dumb animal, Mr. Derry.
Yeah, well, she doesn't have to be so dumb.
Compassion, Mr. Derry. Compassion.
All right. I'm loaded with compassion. I love you, Gwendolyn, like a sister. Just whoa when I tell you to.
There, that's better. You know, I believe that you're eligible to be freed from your duties, temporarily.
And you'll go back into the picture?
On certain conditions.
Oh, okay, I've gone this far. What's the swindle now?
Well, I'll go back into the painting only if I'm returned to the museum.
You mean the deal with Powell is off?
Precisely. I'm sure you must have learned by now that money obtained dishonestly is of no use to anyone. You see, that's how you happened to meet me.
Look, Drusilla, I can't show in New York. The cops are probably looking for me right now.
Well, once the painting is returned, the police shan't bother you. Under my supervision, you've paid your debt to society.
Well, that all sounds very peachy, but what about Powell?
Oh, I shouldn't worry too much about Mr. Toledo Powell if I were you. You see, one of our messengers is scheduled to speak with him next week.
Powell in the milk business. Oh, that ought to be a scream.
Drusilla, what happens to you? I'll see you again, won't I?
Well, you might, if you continue to try the straight and narrow.
You mean I should stay a milkman?
Yes, Mike. Well, don't you think you'd better wrap me up now?
Are you leaving so soon?
I'm sorry, Mike. I must go now.
Yeah, but I...
Well, you know what to do. Don't forget your instructions.
I'm sorry, sir. The Modern Art Gallery closes at 5:30.
Oh, yeah. I was just leaving.
Well, I'll switch off these lights then, and then... Jumping Jehoshaphat. It's back. Someone brought the half-angel back. Oh, well, now, what do you make of that?
Well, I don't know, Dad. What do you make of it? Night. Oh, excuse me.
Excuse me. I'm afraid I wasn't looking where I was going.
No, I wasn't looking where I... Drusilla.
I beg your pardon?
What are you doing here? Hey, I just put you back on the wall.
What?
You know, I'm awfully glad to see you, Drusilla.
I'm afraid you must be mistaken. My name isn't Drusilla.
It isn't?
No.
But you look exactly... Well, say, what is your name?
Betty. Betty Brown.
Oh, well, do you come here often?
Every day. Oh, I love to look at the pictures.
Yeah, well, take it from me. There's a lot more to some of those pictures than meets the eye. You live here in New York?
Mm-hmm. I work at the Corps in Derry's. I'm a secretary.
No fooling. Well, say, I'm one of their milkmen. I was just going over to check my route now. Are you walking toward Madison?
Wait, yes, I am.
Well, swell. I'll walk with you. You know, Betty, I got a hunch that this is going to be the start of a very beautiful friendship. Oh, look out for that wire. It's probably a burglar alarm.
Pardon?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Here, let me open that door for you.
The curtain falls on Act Two of I Met an Angel, starring William Bendix. Thank you, Bill, for your appearance here with us on this performance. Next week, our citizen army, the National Guard, presents Sonny Tufts. Be sure to join us, won't you? Until then, thanks for listening. This is C.P. McGregor saying cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appeared to the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.